Chapter 120, What's a Beneficiary? A slick way to leave money to your family and friends. I kind of lied to you. I know our relationship is built on trust, but when I told you your options for leaving your assets to others after you passed away were just to do nothing, write a will, or create a trust, I didn't tell you the whole truth. As my cheating girlfriend used to say, it's not a lie, it's just an act of omission. So, what's this mysterious fourth option you have when you want to leave your stuff to others after you die? This option is mind-numbingly easy, actually. For your bank accounts and investment accounts, when you open the account, you can tell them where you want the account to go if you die. It can be an awkward conversation. Welcome to our bank and thank you for opening an account with us. We hope we can serve you for many years to come. But if you happen to croak tomorrow, what should we do with your money? Here's how it works. Let's say you have an IRA. That's individual retirement account. You can name whoever you want to get the IRA after you die. You can even name two or three or however many people you want. You can say, I want 60% to go to my mother, 20% to go to my brother, and 20% to go to the Humane Society. Bam, done. These people you list are called beneficiaries. When you open a new account, you might be asked, who do you want to name as primary and contingent beneficiaries? Let's unpack that just so it makes a little bit more sense. The primary beneficiaries are the people you want the account to go to first. That's why they're called primary. But what if you list your best friend as your primary beneficiary, and you both die in a freak and tragic Russian roulette game? Get it? Freak and tragic, like it was unexpected to die while playing Russian roulette? You see, it's not really freak and tragic, is it? It's entirely expected. Anyway, let's move on. Both you and your friend have died together. Now, who gets your account? That's where the contingent beneficiary comes in. So you'd have your friend listed as primary, and maybe your sister as contingent. You really want your best friend to get it if you die, but if he's dead too, then your sister can have it. Does this make sense? There's one limitation to naming beneficiaries, though. Sadly, this won't work for your 67 Mustang or your house. It only works with bank accounts and investment accounts. And here's some good news. Most people will have a will, maybe a trust as well, and will also name beneficiaries on their accounts. It's not about doing just one of these. You can and should do all of them together. And now, some maybe even better news. You're almost done with this book. Congratulations.